Shalom and hi everyone. Welcome to the United Herzog Podcast. We assume you have familiarity with educational ideas such as collaborative learning, jigsaw method, self-directed learning, and active learning. Sometimes these methods and techniques seem a little bit vague. United Herzog has prepared a series of short and focused podcasts on a number of educational approaches. These podcasts are workshops for building lesson plans based on diverse, inviting, and engaging learning practices that encourage students to take an active and meaningful part in their learning. We've also prepared accompanying materials for you and your students that help improve their learning using these practices. These practices may be adapted to any content and any age group. So go ahead, take the material you plan to teach, find a quiet place, put on your headphones, and join us. How much time do you invest in preparing your lesson plans? Do your students appreciate your efforts? Are they passive, sitting in class and listening to you? Do they all manage to follow you? If you're like most teachers, you probably have some challenging students. Some understand quickly, and others need more explanation. That's why there are always interruptions, questions, and distractions. The flipped classroom model offers an alternative to the front teaching in a traditional lesson. In a flipped classroom, students receive a recorded lecture, text, or other learning activity that they can complete at a time and pace that is convenient for them before they arrive in class. By preparing in advance, we make the best use of the precious time we meet face to face, and we allow our students an opportunity to demonstrate the knowledge that they have learned actively and by demonstrating higher order thinking skills. In planning for a flipped classroom lesson, we need to think about three stages. What will happen before the lesson, during the lesson, and after the lesson. We consider the role of the student and the role of the teacher. In this podcast, I will guide you in building a lesson plan based on a flipped classroom, so that by the end of this session, you will have a ready-made lesson that you can use in your classroom. Let's start. I invite you to sit in a place where you're comfortable to work, maybe put on headphones, and prepare to document the structure of your lesson in a notebook or on your computer. We're going to help you to document the preparation of a flipped classroom lesson for your class. There are five steps to building a lesson plan based on a flipped classroom. I will explain each step and suggest that you pause the recording so you can work on your lesson. First step, it is important to decide what subject you're teaching, what is the educational goal, and what are the skills you would like the students to practice. For example, we'll suggest that the subject being studied is the creation of the world, chapter 1 in the book of Genesis, Bereshit. The educational goal is to know the order of creation and the meaning of this order. The skills can be biblical text analysis skills. Pause the recording while you write down the subject you'll be teaching, the educational goals, and the skills involved. Continue when you're ready. Step 2. Let's start with the preliminary stage before the lesson. Think about a source of information from which the students can learn about the subject and the preparatory task you will set for them to do. This might mean watching a video, listening to a podcast, reading a text in English, or any other activity. In addition, try to think whether the source of information or the task is more suitable for independent learning or requires guidance from your side. For example, let's say, as we suggested, you want your students to read chapter 1 in the book of Genesis and write in a table with 3 columns on which day everything was created and which verse describes each stage. What is the role of the teacher in this task? In this example, the role of the teacher is to give students enough time in advance to be able to do the task, and also to emphasize to them the importance of preparing for the lesson. She also might give them a sample table to copy in order to fill in their own information. Take a few minutes to think about the information source that you will use and the task that you will set for your students. Resume this recording when you're ready. For step 3, we will plan the lesson itself. Assuming that students have read the chapter and completed the task, we will want to plan the students' activities during the lesson. For example, in our lesson, we would like the students to look at their creation table in groups and extract the meaning of the structure in light of the guided questions. What is the teacher's role during the lesson? Perhaps she might need to divide the class into groups in advance and plan the guiding questions for group work. During the lesson, she will need to move between the groups to answer questions and ensure the students are progressing and working nicely. Now for your lesson. Think about the classroom activities you will design for your students and what your role will be. Pause here and write down your thoughts. In step 4, we'll plan the assignment after the lesson. We will think of an activity that will collect or summarize the previous learning processes. In our example, we would like students to independently watch a video summarizing the concept taught in class and share their insights on a collaborative whiteboard. The teacher's role is to send the students the video, prepare the whiteboard, and give them clear instructions. Now think about your lesson. What activity will you plan for your students? What is your role as a teacher? Spend a few minutes planning your post-lesson activity. Most of the flipped class is now ready, but in our last step, step 5, now we need to think about evaluation and feedback goals. Feedback doesn't have to be very complex. Let's continue with the example of our lesson. In the preliminary phase of the lesson, the assessment and feedback are the submission of the table before the lesson. The assessment during the class will be self-feedback during group discussion. We can also prepare an indicator that will help students to evaluate themselves and submit it as an exit ticket from the class. With regard to the assignment after the class, we can set up a short quiz that connects the reading of the verses with the ideas discussed in class. Now go through each step and write down what assessment and feedback goals you would like to incorporate into your lesson process. Then continue the recording when you're ready. That's it. Well done. You now have a flipped classroom-based lesson plan. You may have a few more instructions to prepare, but you already have most of them written down. You can use this model to continue developing more flipped classroom lessons that give you the best opportunity for success. We hope you found this podcast to be helpful. Don't forget to also visit the United and Herzog Global websites. There you will find additional materials about this teaching practice and other useful resources for future lessons, inspiration, and enrichment. Good luck!